You are listening to Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you to stay pure online. All this week, we have been following the stories of three women who used to be involved in the porn industry. Today, they share with us some parting thoughts about their lives now. What difference is Christ making in their lives today? Today's program may not be suitable for some audiences due to graphic descriptions of sexuality and violence. Listener discretion is advised. Danielle Williams told us about her childhood and adolescence. Danielle was raped when she was 8 years old, nearly beaten to death by her father when she was 10, and raped again when she was 12. At age 14, she turned to stripping. At age 15, got into prostitution. When she turned 18, she got into the porn industry. When she was 19, she had a near brush with death as she was held captive by one of her clients for 3 weeks. It was then that she cried out to God for help. Danielle told me how that rescue impacted her relationship with God.
When I was laying on that basement floor and I prayed, didn't call on anybody except for Jesus, Lord, get me out of this. If you get me out of this, I'll change my life. Nobody else was in that basement but me and him. And so for me to get out of that situation where I knew there was no way of getting out, it was God alone that got me out of that. That did something for me that is unexplainable. That did something for me. That created a love inside of me for him that I could never, that words can't even describe. Because when I got back, even on the way back from New York back to L.A., I was on the plane and I was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm leaving. I'm out of this situation. God, first of all, you're real. And second of all, you gave me another opportunity. Like, I should not be breathing. I should not be here. And the fact that you allowed me to see another day after everything that I've done to you, after all the lies that I told you, after, you know, basically spitting in your face with my lifestyle, you found enough love in you for me, just for me, because I know so many other girls that did not make it out of this. I have friends that are dead, you know, stripper girls. I have other porn star friends who have caught a disease, and yet I've never caught anything. And I was just sitting back and I said, God, you're awesome. I can never describe the love that I have for him now. There's some type of misconception that preachers or ministers or leaders try to tell people that once you get saved, everything is going to be okay. No, it's not easy. This lifestyle has not been an easy transition from going from a porn star to now a minister and speaking and things like that. That it was not an easy transition, but it was worth it. I can't walk away. I don't want to walk away. You understand what I'm saying? And from that day, from leaving New York and coming back to L.A., I have been a new person. And the love that I have for him is indescribable.
Jan Villarubia told us about being molested when she was 10 and raped when she was 13. When she was 19, she began working for an escort service to support her family. This went on for years until she was 26, when she got involved in pornography. She made about 50 movies over the course of a year and a half. Finally, when things became too difficult in the industry, she turned to Christ. Jan told me the difference Christ makes in her life now.
And it's so, so amazing to have a husband who loves God with all his heart. It was my first real marriage, and I feel like it was my only marriage because it was under God. I finally got to wear my white dress. Never had that experience before, but it was with somebody who I could look into his eyes and see God and see that he loved me and my kids, and that was just so refreshing. I mean, I'm still, like, every day I wake up going, oh, my God, thank you so much for what you have blessed me with, because even though we do struggle, it's just an amazing feeling when you have somebody who loves you through Christ and through Christ's eyes and with the compassion that Christ has toward us. It's just a total difference. And it was a little bit of a struggle, and there's been many tests and everything like that, but the sense of God in my life, the presence of God in my life is so great. I am so hungry for the Word of God. I'm so hungry for the fellowship. I am so hungry for His Spirit now, like I never have been before. I know that God has great things in store for us, and He's constantly revealing things to me and speaking to my heart, and there has definitely been a period of restoration, and I know that the best is yet to come, and it's still a process, but as I draw closer to Him, He's definitely drawing closer to me.
Jenny Case grew up in a family that was involved in a pagan cult. She ran away from home when she was 14 and bounced around from place to place until she became an adult. She eventually got involved in the sex industry, making a living through prostitution and stripping, and eventually got involved in pornography as well. She did this off and on for about 10 years, doing about 20 movies in all. She also came to a breaking point in her life, and cried out to Christ for help. Jenny shared with me the hope she now has in knowing Christ.
I felt like there was no hope that this was it for the rest of my life. I had all these lies in my head about no one loves me. I'm just put on this earth to please men, and that's all I'm good for. That's my purpose. I'm never going to get out of that. That's just it. Might as well deal with it. Probably going to die doing that, you know. I just had a lot of lies in my head, and I had no hope, no love whatsoever. And I think the main thing that helped me is that all of a sudden I had hope. My hope was Jesus Christ. There was hope. Another huge thing is love. I always talk about how much Christ loves me. I say that it felt like when I really, really felt the love of Christ, it hurt me because I wasn't used to that. I actually felt hurt. I felt like someone had punched me in the stomach with love. And all I could do was like double over and just, you know, sob tears of happiness because it was so overwhelming, the love that Christ gives to me. And to this day, that's what keeps me going, is his hope and his love. He reminds me all the time that he loves me so much, you know, and I'm in love with him. So after so many, many years of having basically different men in my life, none of them had ever loved me, really, and there are none of them around anymore. There's no men to be found. The only one that's left is Jesus, and he loves me no matter what. And it's so overwhelming when you're in the sex industry, when you're in porn, to know that someone loves you no matter what. Even if you've done all these things, he'll remind me that he's in love with me, you know? And that's the best feeling ever, so.
Listening to the stories of Danielle, Jan, and Jenny, I was reminded of the compassion of Jesus to a certain prostitute in Luke 7. A man named Simon, one of the Pharisees, asked Jesus to eat with him at his home. As they were dining, a woman of the city, a notorious prostitute, came into the house carrying an alabaster flask of ointment. And standing behind him at his feet, she started weeping, and she began to wet his feet with her tears and wipe them with her hair. She kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Simon looked on judgmentally, but Jesus explained to him why this woman was so moved. Jesus said, "I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven." So she loved much. And Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." We hope you have enjoyed this special series of podcasts. For more episodes of Covenant Eyes Radio, visit us on iTunes or the Covenant Eyes blog at covenanteyes.com/blog.